British lawmakers have approved a plan to outsource the UK's refugee system to Rwanda in Central Africa.
The ayes have it, the ayes have it. Look!
Yeah. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government is paying Rwanda to process and resettle asylum seekers that the UK doesn't want. Supporters call it a creative solution to fix a broken asylum system. Critics say it's a violation of human rights.
NPR's Lauren Freyer is at our bureau in London, is with us now to tell us more about this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Michelle.
So Parliament passed the law early this morning. What exactly will it do?
So this law will disqualify anyone from even asking for asylum in the UK if they enter the country illegally, no matter what type of persecution they're fleeing. Instead, they'll be deported to Rwanda, where authorities there will evaluate their cases. The UK government has paid the Rwandan government hundreds of millions of dollars to take these people. And this applies to Syrians, Afghans, anyone else who crosses the English Channel from France to England without a visa. There have been legal battles over this for 2 years. The bill was struck down by UK and European courts. Sunak's party rewrote it several times, and they finally got it through Parliament after midnight last night.
But is that going to be enough to put these legal questions to rest?
Doubtful. I mean, I talked to a human rights lawyer yesterday who's poised to start filing lawsuits as soon as these deportation notices go out. Sunak, though, sees this as a powerful deterrent to stop people from entering the UK illegally, in many cases risking their lives to do so. I mean, just this morning, there are reports that at least 5 migrants have died crossing the English Channel from France, including a child. And Sunak says the key to stopping smugglers who take them is to get these Rwanda flights off the ground ASAP in 10 to 12 weeks, he says. And he wants those, incidentally, to coincide with his party's campaign for re-election this fall. Here's what he said at a news conference yesterday.
These flights will go come what may. No foreign court will stop us from getting flights off.
And he's referring to the European Court of Human Rights. Sunak has vowed to pull out of its jurisdiction, so pull out of the European Convention on Human Rights if necessary. It was on the basis of that treaty that flights had been halted in the past. And 2 summers ago, there was actually a plane load of asylum seekers on the runway, ready to be deported to Rwanda when they were pulled off one by one with 11th-hour reprieves because of human rights concerns.
Lauren, say more about what those concerns are.
Well, there are questions about Rwanda's own treatment of minorities there and its ability to absorb what could be tens of thousands of deportees from the UK.
How do Britons feel about this policy? You mentioned that Sunak is looking ahead to an election. Is this popular?
It's a gamble, Michelle. I mean, anti-immigrant sentiment has actually dropped here since Brexit. I asked a pollster, Sundar Kadwala, what Britons think of this Rwanda plan.
On the principle, people are split down the middle, really. And on the question of whether it's going to happen, whether it's going to work, and whether it be value for money, there's a majority that are very skeptical of this already.
So Sunak is forecast to lose the next election this fall. The opposition Labour Party says it will scrap this plan if and when it wins power. So, you know, with legal challenges, there could be really only a handful of people deported to Rwanda. And critics are asking, will that have been worth hundreds of millions in taxpayers' money, let alone damage to the UK's reputation in terms of human rights?
That is NPR's Lauren Freyer in London. Lauren, thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle.